Today's show is brought to you by the new Jurassic World movie. Want to know what it's about? Just watch the last one.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Want to hear a joke?
If you want to hear a joke, I got a nice clean one.
Take my wife, please.
That's a funny joke.
My joke wasn't funny.
You are hilarious today.
What's the occasion?
It's International Joke Day.
Waka waka. Who wants to hear a joke?
I've invented a science joke. Would you like to hear it?
Happy International Joke Day.
Want to hear a knock knock joke?
Knock knock. Who's there?
Showtime.
Yeah. It's me. That's quite the joke. Anyway, hi there. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? You just enable the skill. You got to do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And?
Hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And
hello!
She will. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa. So we take the live show that we do Monday through Friday, and each day we take all those segments and we repack it into a full-length podcast, and then that usually drops around noon. You can find that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You got to add the VA in there. The Mike Show VA podcast. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Go to our website, Radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to it. And we even do a video simulcast of the show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. Just look for at the Mike Show VA, all one word, no spaces. And that's good for Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, X, MySpace. We haven't been on there in a while. Don't know if and maybe Tom is not our friend anymore. We don't know. Well, anyway, so you can find us, you can connect to us in all those ways. And then, of course, listen at radio434.com. You'll find us. All right, that's all the ways. Coming up, it's the Tuesday edition of the program. Megan is on vacation, but we're going to be talking with James Ford. He's the marketing director for Downtown Lynchburg Association. They have a huge, huge, massive fireworks display that's going to be taking place on the 5th. And we will talk with James about that and what to expect and where to find all the deets on the best viewing spots and getting in and out of town and the best parking areas and all that kind of stuff. We'll talk with James in just a minute. Also, of course, we have your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in news, and we've got the good news and all that. But here's a question. Question of the day. Are you cool? And I'm not talking in this heat. I'm not talking about, like, you know, physically cool. Are you cool? And we have a study that found it comes down to six traits. And we're going to talk about that. Plus, our top list, top people who went from cool to not cool to really not cool. All right? That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by these guys. Are the coolest when it comes to new and pre-owned vehicles. Honda's CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Are you a parent struggling to convince your teenagers that you're cool and in the know? Well, this Sunday's Grammy Awards will offer you the perfect opportunity to do just that. But before tuning in, make sure you have a tentative grasp of the following. George Michael is dead, Duran Duran is no longer a thing, and David Lee Roth not only left Van Halen, he's bald. Throw all that aside and use this crucial knowledge making timely comments during the broadcast like, Drake is lit. That Kendrick Lamar is woke. And make sure you know the difference. DJ Khaled is not the same guy as plain old Khalid. Use those expressions and you'll be well on your way to convincing your impressionable young offspring that you are indeed one of them. However, should you lose focus and accidentally inquire about the Backstreet Boys 98 Degrees or NSYNC, yeah, you could run the risk of exposing yourself to the total geezer you are.
Yeah.
Comprende, Gramps? Cool. Until next time, rock on, you good parent, you, and good luck. Oh, and no one uses I'm the shiznit anymore.
Nope, not at all. It's the Mike Show, and no, they didn't move the Grammys. But I just thought it was timely because, you know, not the Grammy thing, but I thought it was timely because, you know, of the cool factor thing that we're talking about. Yeah, that is the question of the day. Are you cool? Are you as cool as me? Anyway, so whether you're cool or not is totally subjective. You know, I mean, some people might think a middle-aged radio show host is cool. I have a couple fans. Anyway, a new study looked at what cool means to the average person. They polled 6,000 people in a dozen countries around the world, and it turned out that where you live doesn't actually really matter much. Coolness and what makes you cool is fairly universal. They found it comes down to 6 core traits. If you score high in all of them, you're definitely cool. You're definitely cool. At least to the average person. Important to remember, people are idiots. They're idiots.
No!
Yeah. The 6 traits that make us think someone's cool are being extroverted. Okay, I got you. Adventurous. Yeah. Open. Autonomous. Hedonistic. And powerful. You probably know what the first 3 mean. For the other 3, autonomous means you're independent and don't try and fit in. Hedonistic means you can enjoy yourself without feeling guilty about it. And powerful means you're confident and you don't let people push you around. I got all 6 traits. If none of those 6 traits fits you well, it doesn't mean you're not a cool person. You just might not fit the cookie-cutter definition of what cool means in 2025, or according to this survey. They noted that coolness is a social construct, and everyone polled had to be familiar with the word cool for their vote to count, meaning that movies, TV, social media have taught us what cool means. So they were kind of just repeating that definition. Past studies have found that being friendly and competent are also seen as cool. And the authors of the study were also quick to note that being cool doesn't mean you're a good person. Many of the coolest people in history, maybe even most of them, were total jerks. So that brings us to our top list. Now that scientists have determined what makes somebody cool, it's our turn to determine which formerly cool people have lost those traits. Check out the results with today's list. It's our top list today. Top people who went from cool to not cool to really not cool. Okay? All right, are you following? All right, here we go. Number one, Katy Perry. Wait, let's give her an X. There we go. They went from cool to not cool to really not cool. Aaron Rodgers. Alec Baldwin. Good Lord. Bill Belichick. Justin Bieber. J.D. Vance. When was J.D. Vance cool? Anyway, all right. People who went from cool to really not cool. Drake. Prince Harry. Indiana Jones. Did we mention Katy Perry? Katy Perry. Sorry. Anyway, it's The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Why Earthright? Because we're not just solar. We're roofing, energy efficiency, battery backup. We're your home energy partner from top to bottom. You don't need five different contractors. You need one team that gets the big picture and knows how to save you the most money long term. That's Earthright. Local, experienced, and here to make it easy.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is International Joke Day. The Pittsburgh Steelers said, "We already did our part. We hired Aaron Rodgers." TikTok and Instagram are rolling out features that will make it easier to use those apps on a television. The only problem will be figuring out how to carry the TV to your bathroom. Corey Feldman warned AI could ruin the magic of Hollywood. I think that's what he said. The drive-thru speaker at Wendy's was on the fritz. And a Dukes of Hazzard replica car jumped 150 feet over a fountain in Kentucky. It also set a Guinness record for world's most Kentucky thing. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, Tuesday edition. Ow, Tuesday edition, take two. I don't know. Okay, so the shingles has progressed to actual nerve damage. Okay, I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I'm not complaining. I know plenty of people who are in worse shape than me. Patrick, please get better. But... yeah, so every once in a while, I will get some jolt of electricity from a nerve somewhere, and it just, yeah, it kind of catches me off guard. But anyway, we digress. Take two. How about we do this? Let's get rid of the tower cam. And we went from cool to swamp crotch, and we're going to talk about this. Here's the headline. It's a summer travel tip. Swamp crotch can get you flagged by the TSA. Yeah. How? What do I have here for that? Do I have
nice beaver?
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Anyway.
What a delicious task that is.
No, it's not. I don't have anything for swamp crotch. I'm sorry. But it can get you flagged by the TSA. Can you pack Gold Bond in your carry-on? I'm asking for a friend. A woman's Reddit post is going viral after she said her groin got flagged by airport security.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
At two different airports. And she had to be... That was too quick. And she had to be patted down. Thanks. And the consensus seems to be it happened because it's summer and she had swamp crotch. I don't have anything for this. I just don't.
Bacon. It's bacon!
No, it was swamp crotch. Anyway, excessive crotch sweat or too much sweat anywhere can apparently trigger the scanners. People in the comments chimed in with similar stories. One said a TSA agent literally told them that their swamp crotch caused it. There's a book called 101 Pat-Downs, an undercover look at airport security and the TSA. The author is a professor at Cal State Sacramento, and she recently told Reader's Digest that sweat really can set off the machines. She said it has to do with millimeter wave technology and how waves bounce off water. So if you're flying for the holiday weekend or any time this summer, keep in mind that your sweaty nethers could be a red flag for security. That is the episode name for today. Your sweaty nethers could be a red flag for security. Or maybe just sweaty nethers. But either way, I have to add this right now. I have to add this to the podcast name. Sign in. Okay. Episode 124. Wow. All right. 124. And this proves this actually is the Mike Show, and I do freaking everything around here, including produce the podcast after the live show. I'm actually producing the podcast while we're doing the live show. Attempting to, anyway. All right, sweaty. And I'm going to do this in all caps. Sweaty nethers. Got it. All right, that's the name of today's episode. Or should it be your sweaty nethers could be a red flag for security? Anyway, you can carry on Gold Bond and other powders, by the way. It just has to be 12 ounces or less. But the TSA says it could require additional screening, which kind of defeats the purpose, right? So maybe just let them pat down your sweaty crotch and move on with your life. So with that, we have this new sponsor to help with your swamp crotch.
Tired of your sweaty parts setting off alarms at TSA? Introducing DryZone 3000, the gender-neutral powder that turns your swamp crotch into a desert oasis.
Try walking a mile through Terminal B, wearing tight pants with no AC. They wave that wand like they slicing ham. Stopped at the spot where the funk began. I got the swamp crotch blues and no shame to hide. My groin's like a rainforest, all moist inside.
One quick dust and you're dry, confident, and flying past security like a breeze. DryZone 3000, so your swamp crotch can make it through gate 12.
There you go. The Mike Show, thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday edition. Coming up, we are going to get smart. We really are. It's your five random facts, and you're going to learn so much. Plus, we have your audio vault coming up. But then we're going to get stupid. So, you know, the smart from the five random facts kind of is defeated by the stupid. But, you know, anyway, you'll learn something. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1871. The first professional Major League Baseball game is played between the Cleveland Forest Cities and Fort Wayne Kekiongas. Afterwards, everyone enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random Facts.
Yep, the time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, and we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, the...
you idiot!
I don't think they're going to say that. Number one, a million seconds is about 12 days. A billion seconds is 31 years. That's the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire. 12 days, 31 years. Number two, the first build-it-yourself furniture item IKEA created was a leaf-shaped side table called Lovett in 1956. I still haven't put the damn thing together. Number three, the reason doctors wear blue or green scrubs is because those are on the opposite side of the color wheel from red and pink, which makes those colors clearer during surgery. Okay. Number four. Disney World and Disneyland employees who dress up as characters and walk around the parks have to go through special training to learn how to do their characters' correct autograph. Huh. And then number five. Eyes Wide Shut has the record for the most consecutive days of filming without a day off, at 400 days straight. At one point, Stanley Kubrick had Tom Cruise do 95 takes just walking through a door. And those are your five random facts. Here, let's play the outro, please.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Cut, reset, back to one. Tom, walk through the door again. I didn't like that. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds. We are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes, and you're going to like it. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. And that means Megan Huffman is still on vacation, but that's all right. She facilitated an interview with James Ford from Downtown Lynchburg Association. We're going to talk about fireworks coming up on the 5th. James, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. Pumped Absolutely. To talk about fireworks on the riverfront.
Absolutely. All right. So this is the biggest fireworks that you can expect in the entire area. Tell us what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how we can get in and out easily, and then all the entertainment and vendors that you have planned.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is Downtown Lynchburg Association's 5th annual Fireworks on the Riverfront. When we started this back in 2021, the intent was that we would create a kind of longstanding traditional event that the community looks forward to every year. And I believe that's what we've done. So we're excited to go bigger and better with the actual fireworks this year. But we're also bringing some live entertainment with the Dundies. And we'll have a plethora of food trucks. We have a beer garden serving local beer from Star Hill, Three Roads, and also domestic brews and ciders. We'll have children's activities from Amazement Square, some other vendors around, like face painting and activities for the kids. So all that will kick off around 6 p.m. at Riverfront Park and go until about 9 p.m. when the fireworks show begins just after dark.
Now, one thing that we want to mention, if you're not familiar with all the additions to Riverfront Park, there is a brand new playground for the kids, which is just fantastic. Tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely. So that is a unique attraction this year, is that the playground is completed. And so that adds a level of entertainment for the family that we haven't had in past years. We are able to utilize the portion of the park that is not under construction currently. And so things will look similar to last year as the amphitheater is still under construction. But we feel like we've allotted plenty of space. I would encourage everyone to definitely bring a lawn chair. And there's also some other vantage points throughout the city. The Bluff Walk's a great spot to watch the fireworks as well.
Absolutely. There's not a bad view in the house, really. All around the area, you'll be able to see it. Even from the Fifth Street side of things, you'll still be able to see it. But of course, the best viewing is going to be down at the riverfront.
Right. That's going to be definitely the epicenter of entertainment for the evening. And I definitely would encourage you, before you head down, to visit our website and take a look at the event-specific parking map. That's going to set you up for success before the evening starts. If you're willing to walk a little bit, I would encourage you to maybe park on Commerce Street or Main, and you'll get out quicker. But we do also have plenty of parking spots along the road on Jefferson, as well as handicap parking. So.
And we have mentioned this time and time again, and especially on weekends. And let me share this. I'm going to get rid of this screen, and we're going to share your parking screen right up here. And this is at downtownlynchburg.com/parking. There are not only is parking on the streets in downtown over the weekends, it's free parking, but there are a ton of parking spaces in lots all throughout the area, and you can check out the parking map. And it is, as I've explained to a lot of folks, if you go to Target or if you go to any of the big box stores on Ward's Road, especially on a Saturday, you're going to do more walking than most of the time in downtown Lynchburg, just parking on the street or parking in one of the parking lots.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, there's actually like some science behind it.
Yeah.
Where when you're parking, even if it's in the back of the parking lot, you can see Target. And so in your brain, you're thinking like, this isn't a far walk, but because there's trees, there's buildings in downtown, your brain's thinking, oh, I gotta go. I gotta do this long walk. Yeah, it is. It is going to be a shorter walk than if you're headed to Walmart or Target. Yeah. So that's a good perspective.
A little bit of construction, but that's okay. You're going to, if you're coming off of 29, you're going to want to make a right onto Commerce, or you're going to want to go down the hill towards Jefferson Street. And again, it's easy in, it's easy out, especially off of Church Street. That's, I would bank on that, and I'm not setting myself up for failure because that's where I park.
Right.
But I would bank on Church Street. If you find a spot there, that's going to be a straight shot.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could even be strategic and go right down 9th or 11th and take the stairs down Art Alley and get right to the Water Dog. And that's right where the event is. So
absolutely. All right. So folks should start arriving when again?
Yeah, so the music and festivities, beer garden, food trucks, that all begins around 6 p.m. We'll have that throughout the evening until 9 p.m. The fireworks will begin just after dark, so that's usually between 9 and 9:15.
All right, and this is the July 5th fireworks with plenty of entertainment, plenty of things for the kids to do. It's going to be a great time. So get down to downtown Lynchburg. James, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm pumped to see everyone out on Saturday.
We are looking forward to it as well. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. This segment's brought to you by Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. You can learn more about 189 nonprofit organizations that are working to help folks in and around our area at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And if you're part of a nonprofit organization that's not on the Share platform, you need to be. It's absolutely positively free. And this is where folks can come and learn about your organization. They can learn about volunteer opportunities, even at the board level. And they can learn about different organization events, lunch and learns, and all kinds of great things that the foundation does. So get over to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. James, I'll see you on the 5th.
Yeah, Mike, I'll see you there.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. You know, today is International Joke Day.
You're funny, right? Hey, tell us a joke.
You guys are hilarious.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with that, since it's International Joke Day and it's also Canada Day, we thought it would be fitting to have a Canadian telling jokes.
And now for International Joke Day and Canada Day, a Canadian telling a Canada joke.
Hey, do you know how to spell Canada? You spell it C-A-N-A-D-A.
That was a Canadian telling a joke on Canada Day.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to viral videos. How do you pronounce that? Berdomas? Paige Berdomas and Bryce Shelton are storm chasers, and they were recently tracking down a powerful twister. It's a twister in the state of South Dakota as a guy named Max Velocity was live streaming the tornado. He noticed the couple among the dark storm. Here's what he saw. Max. What's his name?
Max Velocity.
I think it just happened. Okay, bottom left of your screen, I think they just proposed in front of the tornado. I think they literally just proposed.
All right. Did you also know it's International Chicken Wing Day?
Chicken wing, hot dog in the morning.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, that's going to get flagged. So, but it is national.
Tell me likey. I know. Tell me want wingy.
I know. How about this? A TikTok influencer from New Jersey. Noel Palamamento, and I can't pronounce it, stirred up some controversy after taking her 7-year-old daughter to get a spray tan. Here's the video she posted on the TikTok.
Come get a spray tan with us. Giada's going to get her first ever spray tan today from her aunt. So mind your business. It's just sugar and water, sugar and water.
Water. What about this one? Another New Jersey story. The co-owner of a New Jersey restaurant, Taylor Sams, that's the restaurant, is getting heat for telling customers to F off in a viral TikTok video. Here's the video that got Don Spivak in trouble.
21 complained and said that our prices are way too expensive.
Did you ask them where they're standing?
Where they're standing?
This is Bayhead, baby. Location, location, location.
This is how she said it. We're local, and unfortunately, we're not going to be coming back because your prices are way too expensive. You're literally double than the last place that was here.
Yeah, well, our food is double the quality and double the flavor. You can double go and f*** off.
Let's see. What is this? No, skip that. Do we want to do this? All right. What do you think of this new band? They're called The Velvet Sundown. So here, I'm gonna play this. What is this? This is a part of their song "Let It Burn." All right. So far, I'm kind of digging it. Listeners on Spotify. It's The Velvet Sundown. Now. They are AI. 100%. An AI image shows them as an all-male foursome. They are, let's see. What's the image show? The AI image shows them as an all-male foursome. They're on X, walking across Abbey Road. Now, it gets funnier. They've released 2 albums in 15 days. I guess when you have the best of Pink Floyd, The Beatles, and Laurel Canyon artists, and psychedelic alt-pop is not too tough to spit out new product, I guess. The song titles keep using the same words, though. Echoes through the pines, floating on echoes, dusts on the wind. The wind still knows our name, dust and silence. Rebels shout where the rebels meet, mirrors in the smoke, and smoke and silence. Anyway. They sound good, though. I'm not going to lie. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Jim Brewer. Talking about when your drunk uncle comes over for the 4th of July.
4th of July, when your drunk uncle shows up.
Happy 4th of July, everybody!
And he finds the teenage kids. Listen, I know you guys. Don't tell your father I'm in here. Show me where the Roman candles are. And where's that chick nobody likes? Up the street? Up the street? Is the dog still in the yard?
You had some drinks today.
I had 4 beers at 1 in the afternoon. It's 4th of July, God forbid. That's 4th of July.
All right, there you go. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead, give it a nice big old tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupider with your stupid criminals in .news, and we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in .news. 43-year-old Michael O'Neill showed up at a hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida, with a stab wound last month. Needed emergency surgery. Police haven't released a ton of details. We don't know who stabbed him or why, but they think drugs may have been involved. And this next part makes me think they're right. While he was in surgery, a nurse found his stash hiding in his rectum.
In the buttocks.
Yep. The nurse found a ball of tinfoil with white rocks in it, along with a crack pipe and a lighter. A lighter. Good Lord. Oh, my God. They took Michael to jail once he recovered. He's facing charges for drug possession and possession of drug paraphernalia. And it's not his first rodeo. He's got a long rap sheet of other drug charges, including an arrest last year where police also found drugs in his rear end. So that's kind of his go-to move. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Roanoke guy got his wedding ring back 15 years after losing it at a Christmas tree farm. He got a tree in 2010, didn't realize the ring was gone until later. The owners of the farm came across it last month based on notes they jotted down, and they gave him a call. Here is the owner of the ring, Wayne Copru, and the owner of the farm, Darren Gilreth, talking about the amazing story.
I couldn't believe when I saw Joe's trees come up. Of course, I had no idea. And then Darren said, asked me if I described a ring to him. He said, yep, we found it. It was amazing.
She kept notes of anything that was lost, and we always put them on the bulletin board for a couple years. And as the years went on, we'd gather them and put them in a stack, and just hoping that one day we'd find a needle in a haystack.
This is a great bunch of people up here. I mean, we love coming up here, getting a tree, and I'm just thankful for them that they, you know, kept that note for 15 years.
Absolutely. And that interview courtesy of WDBJ7. Well, that is it. That is the program. Let's do this before we bolt. This portion, the good news, is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they've got the Hill City Slide. That is a fundraiser for United Way. Visit hillcityslide.com to get your tickets and to reserve your time slot. That is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Now, where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.